dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, in the first reading from the letter of St. Peter, we hear an exhortation for us to stop acting in compliance with the desires of our former ignorance. Do not act in compliance with the desires of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. That is a very tall order, to be holy like God is holy, and to be holy in every aspect of our conduct. The Christian life is sometimes called the life of perfection or the path of perfection. And truly, if we are following Christ, we should be seeking perfection, which means, in its basic meaning, the word perfection means completeness. So we should be completely united with God and never separate ourselves from his holy will. That's what it means to be holy. But how do we do this? Well, we know the commandments, the Ten Commandments. We know that we're called also in the New Testament, in the New Law, to love God above all, everything else, and to love our neighbor as ourself. But let us focus on what is probably the most common kind of sin that practicing Christians commit, which are venial sins. And really this call to be holy and in every aspect of our conduct means to make a break not only with mortal sins, but with venial sins, especially those that are voluntary. And so that's what I would like to talk about today. This phrase here that St. Peter uses, which we hear quite often in the Bible, gird up the loins of your mind. What does that mean? And then he says, live soberly. To gird one's loins is an expression that means to prepare and strengthen oneself for what is to come. And what is to come in the life of any person striving to follow Christ, of course, is temptation in many ways, and the devil is a very astute tempter. And so we have to look at various ways. It's really kind of probably not pointless, but very difficult to come up with an effective laundry list of venial sins. There's so many ways that we can offend God. It's better to talk about some of the, you know, abstract qualities or ways that we can offend with venial sin. And St. Anthony Marie Claret prepared an examination of conscience for venial sins. And that's really what we're talking about here today, is to form our conscience to be on guard against venial sins, voluntary venial sins. So here's what he lists as examination of consciousness, conscience. The sin of giving entrance into your heart to any unreasonable suspicion or unfair judgment against your neighbor. The sin of introducing talk about another's defects or offending charity in any other way, even lightly. The sin of omitting out of laziness our spiritual practices or of performing them with voluntary neglect. The sin of having a disordered affection for somebody. The sin of having a vain esteem for oneself or of taking vain satisfaction in things pertaining to us. The sin of receiving the holy sacraments in a careless way, with distractions or other irreverences, and without a serious preparation. impatience, resentment, any failure to accept disappointments as coming from God's hand. For this puts obstacles in the way of the decrees and dispositions of divine providence concerning us. The sin of giving ourselves an occasion that can even remotely blemish a spotless condition of holy purity. The fault of willingly hiding from those who ought to learn one's bad inclinations, weaknesses, and mortifications, meaning your confessor or your spiritual director, hiding your faults and weaknesses and inclinations, and seeking to pursue the road of virtue not under the direction of obedience, but under the guidance of one's own whims. So these are some categories or ways that we can fall into or commit voluntary venial sins if we consent to any of these bad actions or less than perfect or impure actions. They may not be mortal sins because perhaps they're not all that serious. You know, the first one, the second one that he lists, introducing talk about another's defects or offending charity in any other way, gossip. Well, gossip has all kinds of degrees. The lighter degrees of gossip could be simple venial sins, but the problem is that when that's engaged in a voluntary way, willingly, that then becomes a very big obstacle to our holiness. One of the ways that venial sin is described, or its effects, let's say, especially when these venial sins are habitual, they decrease the soul's tendency toward God and increase, on the other hand, its leaning toward self-satisfaction and creatures. Little by little, the soul loses its fervor, its sense of sin, and falls into tepidity, which is characterized by a certain indifference to venial sin. This puts the soul in danger of offending God in serious matters also. In this sense, venial sin may be compared to a disease of creeping sluggishness, a kind of spiritual tuberculosis, which undermines the organism slowly but fatally. It's not unusual to meet souls who, having at first surrendered themselves to God with sincere fervor, afterwards let themselves fall into continual carelessness, indifference, voluntary omissions, and laziness, because they've given in to selfishness and sought their own comfort. They become incapable of making the generous efforts required to advance on the way they have started. Their spiritual life is reduced to a kind of lethargy which is not yet death, but which has none of the freshness and vigor of a strong, healthy life. It lacks the fervor of charity, for this is continually being lessened by deliberate concessions to venial sin. The saints, in their increasing holiness, realize that even a venial sin has to be avoided even more than death itself. Saint Teresa of Avila, in her work Conceptions of the Love of God, or the Way of Perfection, says, "Always be fearful if you do not feel sorry for the faults you commit, for even venial sin ought to fill you with sorrow to the very depths of your soul. For the love of God, take care not to commit any deliberate venial sin, even the smallest. And can anything be small if it offends God?" So, brothers and sisters, in our pursuit of holiness, we have to be constantly on guard, and we have to form our consciousness. Sorry, I keep using consciousness. I mean conscience. We have to form our consciences to recognize venial sins as the path to death of the soul. It's the beginning. It's the first step. And certainly, if we are practicing venial sins, we are not girding the loins of our mind and living soberly, as St. Peter exhorts us to. We're not setting our hopes completely on the grace of the salvation of Christ, of the revelation that we have. We're divided in our hearts when we give in to venial sin. We're giving in to selfishness in one way or another and turning away from God even slightly. But as St. Teresa asks, can anything be small if it offends God? So, dear brothers and sisters, we live in a world of almost complete corruption. If we look around us, the secular world has become practically godless. And so it's a very dangerous environment for the soul. And we have to really, truly practice vigilance and constant effort to avoid offending God when the entire current of the culture is turned away from God. Even the philanthropy that the secular culture celebrates is not for the glory of God and is vain. And we just heard from St. Anthony Claret that vanity is one of these deliberate venial sins that can lead us to the death of the soul. So, brothers and sisters, let us not be complacent or lazy, and let us gird up the loins of our mind by prayer and constant vigilance, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us and to keep us alert to the many ways that we can seek ourselves rather than God and thus put ourselves in danger. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, spouse of the Holy Spirit, protect us and guide us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.